We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, enthusiastic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciat Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, en Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Norway donates $400,000 for a United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF project in Ethiopia. In health news, Bangladeshi villagers prevent disease by filtering water with a sari cloth. In environmental news, Canadian boreal forest gets greater protection. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 29th, is the birthday of the fourth executive president of Sri Lanka, Ms. Chandriku Bandaranaikumarutungu, born in Colombo, Sri Lanka. In office from 1994 to 2005, she was the first woman to serve as the nation's president. Continuing her dedication to the public, Ms. Kumarutungu is a member of the Clinton Global Initiative, an organization that helps to facilitate action to solve world concerns. She is also part of the Club of Madrid, which is committed to supporting democratic challenges around the globe. Our respectful thankfulness, Ms. Chandriku Bandaranaikumarutungu, for your devotion to Sri Lanka and the betterment of our world. May you be blessed with a very happy birthday with cherished ones.
Lion News, Russian volcano erupts. according to the Russian Academy of Sciences Geophysical Service. The northernmost 3,283-meter Shivaluch volcano, located on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, erupted on Sunday, June 27th, producing an ash plume more than 6 kilometers in height. Since becoming active in May this year, several eruptions have occurred, with scientists also noting at least 180 local earthquakes. So far, the eruption's ash plume has not slowed air traffic near the Pacific Ocean, and no dangers aside from ash fall have been noted for the nearest town of Kliuchi. Scientists continue to monitor the region. We are thankful for the safety of both residents and travelers thus far, as we also pray that humanity's greater benevolence helps minimize such potentially disastrous phenomena as these.
Earthquakes shake Indonesia, Solomon Islands, Formosa or Taiwan, and Chile. On Saturday morning, June 26th, Indonesia's North Sumatra province was struck by a 5.0 tremor located 129 kilometers southwest of Padang Sidempuan City. Later that afternoon, the nation's Java Island was jolted by a strong 6.3 magnitude quake that shook buildings in the capital Jakarta, has hit 118 kilometers southwest of Tasikmalaya. Also on Saturday, a powerful 6.9 magnitude quake occurred 35 kilometers southwest of Kirakira off the Solomon Islands, sparking panic among residents as tremors were felt as far away as the capital Honiara, sending people fleeing into the streets. Meanwhile, Chile's Tarapacá region experienced a magnitude 5.6 tremor, 127 kilometers southeast of Arica, while in Formosa or Taiwan on Sunday, a 5.2 magnitude tremor rattled Yilan County. Fortunately, none of the events resulted in any casualties or significant damage, and no tsunami warnings were reported. We are thankful to know of the safety of all residents in the quake-stricken regions as we pray for the cessation of such distressing events through our more considerate stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
American billionaire couple share their fortune with others. Entrepreneur and philanthropist Eli Broad and his wife Edith have announced the donation of 75% of their estimated $5.7 billion U.S. dollar estate to charity. Mr. Broad is joining the initiative, The Giving Pledge, launched by billionaires Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, that encourages other wealthy Americans to give at least half of their fortune to charity. Mr. and Mrs. Broad said in a statement, "We agree with Andrew Carnegie's wisdom that the man who dies rich dies disgraced. Philanthropy is unbelievably rewarding, and we hope others will also realize the benefits of being active, engaged philanthropists. Providence bless your thoughtful and giving hearts, Mr. Eli and Mrs. Edith Broad. Surely such kind generosity as yours will offer hope and upliftment to many lives, helping transform our world for the better." For their loving benevolence, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. and Mrs. Broad with the Shining World Compassion Award.
G20 nations pledge actions for global economic stability. Finance ministers and other dignitaries from the Group of 20, or G20, which includes both leading developed nations as well as emerging economies, held their annual meeting this past weekend in Toronto, Canada. Central topics included stabilizing the global economy as well as balancing national economic growth with the need to reduce budget deficits. The G20 members collectively pledged to reduce their debt 50% by 2013, while allowing individual countries to select their own pace and approach based on individual needs. The meeting followed the Group of Eight, or G8 forum, held on Friday, June 25th, during which the leaders from countries representing the world's largest economies renewed commitments to assist developing countries in achieving Millennium Development Goals, as well as promising to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, support Middle East peace, and promote nuclear non-proliferation. Our applause, all participants of the G20 and G8 meetings, for your cooperative work together and accords. Wishing you success in achieving such noble goals that bring a more stable and peaceful globe for all.
Cinematic Achievement Celebrated in Russia. Held from June 17th to 26th, the 32nd Moscow International Film Festival brought together more than 100 movies from filmmakers and actors from across the globe. Culminating in a gala awards night on Saturday, June 26th, the event's Golden George for Best Film recognized the movie Brother by Venezuelan director Marcel Raskin. Renowned French director and producer Luc Besson chaired the festival's jury this year, with the special jury Silver George Prize being presented to The Albanian, an Alban-German co-production whose Nick Zolilag also received acclaim as Best Actor. Best Director went to Poland's Jan Kidawa-Blonsky for the film Little Rose, and Vilma Sibulkova of the Czech Republic received Best Actress for her role in An Earthly Paradise for the Eyes. A tribute was also given to legendary Japanese director Akira Kurosawa with a special screening of his film Rhapsody in August, presented on the 100-year anniversary of his birth. We join in applause for all winners and participants of this unifying opportunity to share your creative works. May your shining stars continue to illuminate the silver screen in bringing delight and inspiration to audiences worldwide.
Britain's Prince Harry visits the U.S. Arriving in New York for a three-day trip to the United States, His Royal Highness visited the UNICEF Emergency Operations Center on Saturday, June 26th, where the staff informed him of how the organization uses geospatial mapping, including technologies such as Google Earth, to improve relief and rescue coordination following a disaster. On Sunday, he participated in the third annual Veuve Clicquot Polo Classic on Governor's Island as a benefit for his charity Centibail, which assists vulnerable children in Lesotho, Africa. Prince Harry's visit also included discussions on a U.S.-UK partnership to assist returning veterans. He stated, "We in Britain can learn from the American culture of charity and from the great pioneering work in the fields of care, prosthetics, and rehabilitation of your universities, hospitals, and other organizations. In turn, I hope we can offer some inspiring examples of our own. We are touched, Your Royal Highness, by your loving heart and compassion. May your noble endeavors continue bringing hope and benefit to many lives in countries throughout the world."
Young vegan chef wows the judges in nationally televised Cupcake Challenge. Besides being the first vegan ever to be selected for a Food Network competition, Chef Chloe Coscarelli was crowned as the winner of the event known as Cupcake Wars, a bake-off series seen by some 90 million viewers on the popular U.S.-based Food Network TV channel. The 23-year-old chef initially gained favorable attention with the judges in presenting her creative and extravagant Alice in Wonderland-themed cupcakes. Her products remained favorites throughout the friendly competition and were all entirely vegan, made without any trace of dairy or eggs. The ultimate winners included such delectable versions as the ginger nutmeg spice with date caramel drizzle, the chocolate strawberry shortcake, and the raspberry tiramisu, with the judges describing her treats as perfect as well as flawless and beautiful. Chef Chloe was awarded $10,000 along with the opportunity to provide 1,000 of her winning flavors for OK magazine's celebrity party in Beverly Hills immediately after her win. A big bravo, Chef Chloe Coscarelli, on this deserved achievement in your vegan culinary career. With chefs as yourself, surely the public will soon come to know the scrumptious and humane delights of plant-based fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
New technique restores impaired vision. A recently published study describing an experimental method that used patients' healthy stem cells cited its success in restoring the sight of dozens of people following injury or blindness due to chemical burns. Dr. Graziella Pellegrini of the University of Modena's Center for Regenerative Medicine in Italy co-led the pioneering process, which was partially funded by the Italian government. Of 107 patients who were treated, 82 had their vision completely restored, while 14 others experienced improvement. One man, who had been blind for the previous 60 years from a burn suffered in 1948, had his vision restored to near normal with this procedure. What a blessing! Our heartfelt admiration and gratitude, Dr. Pellegrini, and University of Modena Associates, as well as the Italian government for your dedicated efforts to restore the gift of sight. Wishing your work every success in illuminating the lives of patients across the globe.
Save our planet. European scientists warn of the link between climate change and infectious disease. A recent report by the European Academies Science Advisory Council, or EASAC, signals the risk of more illnesses as global warming creates conditions for disease-bearing insects to mature faster and produce more offspring. The EASAC, chaired by Dr. Volker Termeulen, is comprised of 26 national science academies of the European Union member states.
Dr. Termeulen, a virologist at Germany's University of Würzburg and president of the Germany Academy of Sciences Leopoldina, cited the mosquito, which is known to transmit a number of diseases, including yellow fever, West Nile virus, dengue fever, encephalitis, and chikungunya.
In particular, chikungunya, a viral infection that causes fever and joint debilitation, has already been diagnosed in over 200 people in Europe. In addition, rising temperatures provide new habitats for insects, also known as vectors, to spread. Dr. Termeulen stated, "We have had a higher temperature over the last 20-30 years, which is documented. These higher temperatures provide for the vectors and the viruses to grow faster and produce more. More vectors, more virus, and this will cause more disease."
Our thanks, Dr. Termeulen and European Academy's Science Advisory Council scientists, for this important message and report. May humans unite with all swiftness to stop global warming and restore stable conditions to our cherished planetary home.
During a 2008 video conference with our association members in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the most direct way to stop the warming of the climate and its related detrimental effects.
And some places may have more mental illness and all kind of other illnesses, and diseases goes where they have not been before even. Like mosquitoes, they migrate into different area where they have not been before because the climate is warmer. So it depends on how many people join the vegetarian diet. The more vegetarian people, the less killing of the animals, the more time we have to rescue the planet and the lives on the planet. So everybody have to join into the vegetarian diet and stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible, then we still can save the planet.
Save Our Planet, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Kamla Prasad Bisesar, announces a clean and beautify campaign that includes more stringent legislation for environmental polluters, as well as increased planting of trees and other greening vegetation.
Save Our Planet. Almost 500 flamingos descend on India's Keetham Lake near Agra, the first time so many have arrived at this time of year, leading experts to state that global warming may be a factor in their migration.
Save Our Planet. Over 125 international and local climate change experts participate in a forum in Kien Giang province of O Lạc or Vietnam to help raise awareness about preserving biodiversity and curbing global warming in the Mekong Delta region.
Hi, I'm Daisy the Alpaca, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. I have a tip to share about your sweet feline companion. If your cat friend normally goes outdoors, you may want to consider keeping her or him safely indoors at night. It can be a wonderful time to spend together and enjoy each other's love and company. Thanks again for being veg, going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching. And now for the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Norway donates $400,000 for the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, warehouse renovation in Ethiopia. At the inauguration of the structures in Addis Ababa, UNICEF representative to Ethiopia, Mr. Ted Chaiban, said, "These new facilities will ensure safe storage and timely dispatch of goods, often required for life-saving operations. Among the areas focused on by UNICEF in Ethiopia are nutrition, health, child protection, girls' education, and water and sanitation projects. Our heartfelt gratitude, Norway and the United Nations Children's Fund. God bless your generous commitment to the women and youth of Ethiopia. May your kindness enable many precious individuals to greet happy todays and bright tomorrows."
In health news, Bangladeshi villagers use sari cloth to filter water and help prevent disease. A study previously conducted by scientists of the University of Maryland, USA, demonstrated that the cotton cloth was able to reduce cholera incidence by 48%. Follow-up research 5 years later ascertained that more than 30% of the women had continued to use some form of filtration. In addition, over 25% of the women who lived in the area but were not involved in the initial study had also started to filter their water. The results appear in MBio, an online journal of the American Society of Microbiology. Our appreciation, University of Maryland researchers, for highlighting the effectiveness of this simple method. May pure water and abundant plant-based food be available to all for a vibrant and long-lasting world. Up next on Noteworthy News, 72 million hectares of forest in Canada are safeguarded. We'll check with the angels, be right back. More illustrious news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enhancing news for a beautiful world. In environmental news, the Canadian boreal forest gets greater protection. More than 72 million hectares of the forest, a biome which covers 35% of the total Canadian land area, is now being safeguarded. Logging is prohibited on almost 29 million hectares of the forest, virtually all the crucial habitat for woodland caribou. This was part of the Canadian Boreal Forest Agreement, consented to by the Forest Products Association of Canada, a 21-member group representing Canadian logging companies and nine eco-organizations. These included Greenpeace and the Nature Conservancy of Canada. Boreal forests play a critical role in mitigating climate change, as they are among the world's largest terrestrial carbon reservoirs. A standing ovation, Forest Products Association of Canada, Greenpeace Canada, the Nature Conservancy, and all other participating associations for your joint dedication to preserving such an important ecosystem. We pray for more united efforts such as these, combined with a worldwide transition to the low-emissions vegan diet for a flourishing planet for all.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled New Hat.
The husband asked the wife, "Where did you get that new hat?" So the wife said, "Don't worry, dear. It didn't cost a thing." Husband was very surprised. "How?" The wife said, "It was marked down from $20 to $10. So I bought it with the $10 that I saved."
And now for our viewers' heartline on believing in the divine power and breatharianism on Between Master and Disciples.
So we are not meant to eat food at all. We were meant to live on prana. Bertrand from Jamaica.
Elevated Bertrand, it's nice to hear from you. Successful breatharians seem to have achieved radiant health by absorbing the cosmic energy. As it's been noted, breatharianism is not to be practiced without proper guidance. For those of us who still would like to enjoy food, the plant-based lifestyle is a delicious and earth-protecting choice. May you and the warm-hearted citizens of Jamaica be greatly blessed.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine love grace your spirit evermore. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Arab Emirates donates $2 million for the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Intangible Cultural Heritage Program to help developing nations preserve their cultures.
European Commission and Philippine officials sign an agreement, the first of its kind, between the European Union and the Philippines, intended to enhance dialogue and collaboration across a range of bilateral relations.
Commemorating the International Day Against Drug Abuse, Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Agriculture, in cooperation with National Committee for Narcotic Control, organize an exhibition to bring awareness about illegal drug harms.
The Honorable Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, voluntarily returns $38,000 of his salary to the city to help support municipal finances.
As part of the African Union's restoration and reunification efforts, the organization's Commissioner for Political Affairs donates $500,000 to assist refugees and others displaced by civil war across Africa in returning to their homes.
The Health and Family Ministry of India's Mizoram State launches a website to encourage the elimination of smoking by providing information about a newly formed smoke-free organization and help people overcome problems with tobacco and tobacco products.
An abandoned, injured pit bull puppy in Rhode Island, USA, receives life-saving surgery thanks to donations from the public, with many calls of adoption offers as well, after several local news media aired his story.
Egyptian officials keep the Egyptian Rafah land port with Palestine open for the 25th consecutive day to help humanitarian cases as well as aid and relief supplies cross to and from the Gaza Strip.
Addressing participants at the G20 summit, South African President Jacob Zuma affirms the continent's general economic stability and readiness for trade and investment.
To protect the health of young adults across the nation, Iran enacts a smoking ban on all university campuses.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.